On a Tuesday, it's Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice. What happens when you take a Victorian sofa on a road trip to find out how mothers impact the lives of their daughters? Welcome to The Sofa Diaries. Filmmaker Sonia Rosario and her mother sat on that couch to talk, and it inspired her to take the sofa to other mothers and daughters. Six influential women, including Idaho Senator Sheree Buckner Webb, share their stories in this film. Joining us in studio today are filmmaker Sonia Rosario and Kelly Miller. You may know her as the executive director of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Kelly is one of the women who sits on the sofa in the film. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Sonia, how did all this start? I'm assuming it started on the couch.
It did.
In San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, I used to live in San Antonio.
Okay.
What part of San Antonio?
The Northwest,
yes.
Right. 2 blocks away from Jefferson High School.
Okay. We're going to ask the listeners to go away for 20 minutes.
Okay.
No. I adore San Antonio. I knew
beautiful
we had a bond.
Beautiful city.
Okay. So you and your mom.
My mother tells me, and this is a true story, that she is leaving my father after 36 years of a verbal, physical, mental abuse relationship. And she asked me, can I help her get out of this marriage?
How old were you?
I was in my late 20s, probably 30, maybe 30, 31.
And she said, can you help me?
Yes. I think she'd been married so long that she didn't know how to get out of that situation. And felt stuck, like many women in abusive relationships. You know you need to get out, but you don't know how to get out. And you need support, no matter what. You need support. So we both agreed that we would divorce an old way of life and thinking and take on a new adventure together. And we discovered each other and ourselves in this relationship.
And you're a filmmaker.
I'm a filmmaker.
And a storyteller. So it started with your story, and then it led you to other stories, but you brought the couch along.
I brought the sofa.
The sofa along.
Yes.
Victorian sofa. So, by the way, describe this sofa for me.
It's an old Victorian sofa with a very soft beige background with pink roses and green leaves. It's beautiful. It's actually parked outside in front of your building, waiting for somebody to sit on it. It's in the van. She sits upright, and she's beautiful.
You drive around with your sofa?
I do. I drive around with my sofa. I yell out in the back, Mom, how are you, Mom? How's the day going? But that sofa has become such an
intimate. Is your mom still alive?
She passed away August the 23rd, 2010.
But her spirit is with you on the sofa?
Yes, it is. Just like Kelly's mother's spirit is on the sofa, Sheree's mother's on the sofa. These women, these incredible and influential women that sat on this sofa, their mother's spirits drive with me everywhere, like my mother's.
When did you decide to start putting these stories together and introducing you to these amazing women?
Well, after my mother passed away, I fell into a deep sadness and went to live in Blackfoot, Idaho. Mm-hmm. And I was meeting incredible women there, many who could not go back home due to distance and finances. And I would hear their stories, and they sat on the sofa because I decided to take the sofa to Blackfoot, Idaho. And it was there that the birth of the sofa came alive. The women in rural Idaho are particularly very dear and close to my heart. But before we go on, I want to mention this, that my mother is a Texas girl. I'm a Texas girl, and my heartfelt prayers and blessings go out to the people of Texas, Ohio, and California. And I just want them to know that I keep them in prayer and I mourn with them and grieve with them because I, too, am a Texas girl.
Mm. Bless you for that.
Thank you.
Kelly?
Yes.
Did you get a phone call, an email? How did this
happen?
Oh,
gosh. I've known Sonia for her activism work and her work with Women of Color Alliance for decades now. And she had reached out and asked if I would be part of this journey that she's on with this beautiful sofa. And I could never say no to Sonia. And so she actually interviewed me. It was just a month after my mother had passed away. And my mother and I had had a very complicated relationship. She had experienced a great deal of violence as a young woman, as a teenager. And she didn't have the benefit of any kind of services to interrupt the trauma that she had experienced over her lifetime. And as a result, she had a lot of mental health challenges. And so it was just, it was an opportunity for me in that moment to both grieve and celebrate all of that my mother was.
You're on the sofa.
Yes.
And Sonia, are you interviewing her? How does this work, or is it just a catharsis? Are you just a monologue?
Well, there was a camera there, and Sonia was there, and so she would ask questions. And she did this interview in the Lennon Building, where the Idaho Coalition is, which was also like a coming home for me. My grandmother had worked in a Lennon Building, in a sweatshop, in a factory, very similar to this in Massachusetts. And my mother, that was part of my mother's life as well. And so she filmed and asked questions along the way. And it was a conversation much like this, much like this. It was beautiful. You could feel the energy of all of the women that had sat on this couch, including Sonia. And you could feel the energy of the women, our mothers that are no longer with us, that were also with us at that moment.
I'm not the first to say that film is forever. And there is something to be said for capturing this.
Yeah, I was very honored.
In that medium. Sonia, who else is in this film?
Well, there is State Representative Melissa Winthrow, who I've known for probably a little over 20 years. Sheree Buckner-Webb has been a mentor and a dear friend to me and was one of the founding mothers of the Women of Color Alliance in the early stages in 1999. We also have Susie Rios from Burley, Idaho. As a child, worked in the fields, in the very hot fields of Burley, Idaho, working the beets, and was 10 years old when she was there. We have Emily Jackson Edne, as well, a community activist in the LGBT community, and we also have Anna Chantel, a Latino community activist as well, and one of the founders of the Hispanic. I'm going a little brain dead here. The Hispanic building in Napa. Oh, my God. Look at that. I'm sorry, Anna.
The Hispanic Center.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yep. The Hispanic Cultural Center in Napa. Thank you.
Okay. By the way, we're speaking with filmmaker Sonia Rosario and Kelly Miller about the film The Sova Diary. So when did you film and when did you wrap?
I started writing the script and collecting the stories in 2013. 14 and 15 were meeting with different women across Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, mm-hmm. Discussing what would it look like, what would be the sentiment, how would we come about in creating the Sofa Diaries. And then in 16, 17, we began to do interviews. It wrapped at 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're about to showcase this film.
I am.
In September, yes?
September the 14th at 1 o'clock to 2 p.m. at the wonderful Flix.
At the Flix here in Boise?
In Boise, Idaho,
What do you think the future of this film is?
Well, we just sent out two personal clips to Ellen DeGeneres and Oprah Winfrey.
Who are these people?
I don't know. Let me see. I think there is Oprah Winfrey.
Okay.
Yes.
You sent clips to them.
We did. Yeah. Everything's on Facebook. It's on the Sofa Diaries on the Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But we're hoping that this will become a series. We're hoping that we can be picked up and produced by a TV production company.
What a great idea.
So that we can travel across the Northwest. My focus is the Northwest. Mm-hmm. I love Washington and Oregon and Idaho, and I think that we can squeeze in Montana and Utah and the Bay Area. Mm. I think there's incredible stories out there. There are women in this state, this country, that are powerful, and their stories need to be on that sofa. And I think that women in Idaho and across the country are going to change the face of this country.
I can speak for a few men to say that we could probably have some time listening. I think it's overdue that we started listening, too.
I love what you just said. Thank you so much.
Well, so good luck to you. So this film, again, is September...
The 14th at the Flix.
I'm assuming there will be some conversation sparked after.
I think so. I hope you come.
I'd love to. Thank you so very much for being here. We've been speaking with the Sofa Diaries filmmaker Sonia Rosario and Kelly Miller, executive director of the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence. Up next, we take a look at the Sun Valley Film Festival in the summer. I'm George Prentice, and this is Idaho Matters.